I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I am an artistic swimmer for the town of Tonawanda, Equets.
And how long have you been swimming?
This is my 8th year swimming on the competitive team.
And how old are you now?
I just turned 15.
Oh my gosh. Do you have aspirations of going to the Olympics?
I would love to. Like, that would be incredible. I would also love to swim in college. But that would be amazing.
Tell me about being able to be here today and witness Anita, someone that came from the same city, swim in the same aquatic center as you, and win silver.
It's incredible to like to be here and see Anita on the TV and think like, wow, she came from here and we've got to meet her and then see her in the Olympics competing and winning. Like it's incredible and it's so motivating and aspiring to see like what the future could hold.
And how was it? They came to see you guys. How was that experience for you?
It was amazing to see these Olympians that you know have trained so hard and have worked so hard and are so incredibly talented, and then to be able to meet them and see like they're real people. Like they are. Like there are these incredible people that you see on the TV and then you get to meet them in person and see that they're just amazing people as well. They're just as amazing people as they are talented.
And how did you find out that this is what you wanted to do?
I started swim lessons at the Aquatic Center when I was really little, and my instructor told me I had a lot of energy and he thought I would be better off being an artistic swimmer than just continuing as like a regular lap swimmer.
And how would you describe what you do to other people, like how difficult it is, what you guys do in the water?
It's very difficult. It's almost like dancing with the artistic component of it, but it's got like as much kind of like you really have, I'm sorry, like it's like you're dancing in the water, but you can't breathe, and it takes just as much energy as like a land sport where you're running, except that you are not able to just keep coming up for air over and over. Like you're out of breath, which is a big part of it. And it's extremely difficult. I personally think it's one of the hardest sports in the world, but it's so rewarding and it's so fun to do.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.